When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Big Swole leaves AEW via mutual decision.
Backstage reaction to WWE referencing their own releases and who told who to say it.
I'm going to tell you about the Raw match that is getting huge backstage praise this week.
And great news, Trish Stratus is returning to WWE. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And you thought this Tash was going to be gone at the start of December. And this is the news.
Newsflash, it's here forever. Woo. Nigel Thornberry in the studio. We are going to kick things off. Or even Beaker and the Bald... What's the green bald...
Oh, Bunsen. Dr. Bunsen,
Bunsen Honeydew and Beaker from...
Right, we've got to be serious because we've got a release to talk about.
Right, yeah. Big Swole's left AEW. This is the big story coming over the night. She's not been fired. Nothing like that.
Nope.
Nothing salacious. Nothing crazy or over the top or whatever. But she's released a statement on Twitter stating that she'd made a hard but needed decision, had spoke to Tony Khan and AEW officials about her contract and decided mutually not to renew it. I'm going to read her full statement here so you have the just full representation of what Big Swole said here. Over the past couple of months, my life has taken on the mantra, grow, learn, change. Dealing with the shadow work took strength I didn't know I had. I thank God for my loving family because they got me through some of the roughest moments of my life. But I realized the real test is application. So I took my leap, and after speaking with TK and AEW higher officials, we've decided not to renew my contract with All Elite Wrestling. This was a hard decision, but a needed one. I am grateful for their understanding and that we could have mutually come to this agreement. I've enjoyed my time with AEW and wish them all the best. I appreciate their love and welcoming me into the family. Today is my last day, and as bittersweet as it is, I am proud to say that I have lived my dreams while making a difference. That is Swole mentality. And she's got the flex. I can't do that because I've got no muscles.
Neither of us can.
Yeah, we're minimally swole, I think it's safe to say. But, like, you know, Big Swole had been signed to AEW since December 2019. She'd appeared for the company before that for several months. So she's leaving after 2 years. She was most prominent in 2020.
Yes.
She had the feud with Britt Baker while Britt was injured. They had the tooth and nail match. Later in the year, Swole had a title shot against Hikaru Shida on Dynamite as well on the one-year anniversary show. That's when she was most prominent. She hasn't featured as much in 2021. In fact, she hasn't actually wrestled on TNT since December 2020. So she's been away for a while. But obviously, she has considerable health problems. She has spoken in the past about her battles with Crohn's disease and the terrible toll that has taken on her wrestling career, particularly at the onset of the pandemic when she had to drop off her Crohn's medication, and that obviously had a detrimental impact on her and her health. So I think for her to be able to continue a wrestling career on TV through that condition it's awesome. Like, full credit to her. She's obviously overcome a lot to get to where she is. I believe she told a story on From Undesirable to Undeniable when that old series was running on Dark. Her heart stopped in 2008. Jeez. And she had to be brought back and everything else. So Big Swole, nothing but admiration for what she's accomplished despite these hurdles in the wrestling business. all the best to her in her next move.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a roller coaster of a time, like you say, for her in AEW, and that's not down necessarily to her or AEW in some parts. But yeah, I think it takes a big person to make this sort of decision. Yeah. Like we said, it's not her quitting AEW, it's not AEW firing or releasing her, it's just them coming together and going, what's the best for everyone? She decided she wants to do something different. Best luck to her, whatever she does next. But we will keep an eye out for her, because like you say, such a talent and an incredible story, as you talked
about.
Yeah,
100%.
Right, let's move on and talk a little bit more about the story we covered yesterday regarding WWE referencing their own firings. Edge talked to Miz about his best friend getting released whilst he was off dancing with the stars or whatever. And Liv Morgan referenced Becky Lynch's huge contract, which is impossible for it to take up as many budget cuts as they actually needed.
Yeah.
But that has been the reason why her friends were no longer in WWE. Further developments to that, a backstage reaction. This report comes from, you guessed it, no crap, just Sapp, Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful's Select, or of this particular one, the Fightful Raw review show. He seemed to suggest that former wrestlers and former producers had been in touch, not happy about WWE.
And a current wrestler as well.
Yeah. A current WWE star, saying that they felt that the references were made in bad taste, and sort of a accompaniment to that, and an accoutrement, some might say. PW Insider's Mike Johnson reporting about who told them to say it, basically. The general consensus appears to be that Liv's line about Becky's bumper contract costing her friends jobs either came from Vince McMahon or another member of the creative team. I'd probably guess Vince in that scenario. But Edge, meanwhile, he probably came up with the John Morrison line himself. He's got a bit more freedom as a veteran to do not necessarily unscripted promos, but less straight-laced, less strict when it comes to the verbiage he's allowed to use. But yes, that's where they came from. And unsurprisingly, like we talked about yesterday, you were talking about how unhappy you were with it. Now, former wrestlers, former producers, and as you say, a current WWE star, not happy about this.
Yeah, I don't think it's cool. I don't think it's a cool thing to incorporate on your TV show when you are the ones making these decisions and you cite budget cuts even though you're richer than God. I agree. I think it's in bad taste. Like I said yesterday, I'm not like, I can't believe they did this or whatever, but it's just something I'd rather not see on television. Some people were into it. I wasn't. Make up your own mind.
It's not even in the top five for most disgusting promotional tactic.
It's not even in the top 10 this year. I mean, this has been a hell of a year for that kind of thing. So, yeah. But, hey, look, they did it. And I'll tell you what, I said this yesterday. I liked the little AEW dig that Edge threw in there.
Oh, yeah.
Keep doing stuff like that. I like these little shots. They're fun. But not so much on the released stuff.
Especially when you did it. Yeah. Like,
anyway. Your decision, guys. Come on. Edge personally decided all of this stuff.
Yes.
Got rid of all of them. Hates wrestlers. Only joking. Let's move over to a positive story from Raw this week. A match that is getting huge praise backstage. It is the women's 10-man tag. It was Team Liv versus Team Becky. Went about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Liv got the victory. The idea being to heat her up for her Raw women's title with Becky next week. PW Insider's Mike Johnson coming through. Do we have we tried to come up with a rhyme for Mike Johnson, but it was quite tough.
I don't know if it's a rhyme. All I can come off the top of my head right now is, don't give me the balls, give me the Johnson.
Okay, we'll go with that. With that mustache, that's tremendous.
Yeah.
yeah, that's the match. All right, I've completely lost my train
of thought
here. That match, WWE officials backstage are thrilled with how it came out. Dana Brooke in particular came in for strong praise. She took that bump to the outside.
Oh, yeah.
Where she basically took a trust fall off the top rope and landed on a pile of humanity. On top of that, Doudrop was singled out for strong praise herself as well. Doudrop's a very good wrestler. The thing we forget, because the gimmick has not been great.
Oh.
She's a really good wrestler. Just has a silly name. WWE's goal, Johnson writes here, was to put Morgan over. I think they accomplished that. And WWE think they accomplished that as well. So yeah, nice to see some hard work, good effort, get rewarded, get the praise it deserves.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was really great, that match, in terms of them hitting all their big spots.
Yeah.
Like you say, I think that match showcased a lot of people that maybe you wouldn't expect. Like you say, Dana Brooke or Piper Niven. She's great. Just call her Piper Niven.
Yeah. Or Viper.
Or Viper or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. I know you've already got a Viper, but...
Yeah.
You know.
But then, like, it protected Rhea Ripley. She looked great in it as well. You had Carmella. You had Queen Zelina. The list goes on. Like you say, Liv looking strong into a match that she's probably not going to win. But you still now have that element of, well... She won that match for her team. She bloody laid out Becky Lynch with the Oblivion or whatever it was at the end of the match. My personal favourite match from Raw this week was a match involving the Street Profits and Chad Gable and Otis, but that was nothing to do with wrestling. That was AJ Styles on commentary, which was just incredible. Genuinely one of the funniest things WWE has done intentionally this year. If you haven't watched it, go back and watch it, or should I say, go back and listen to it for... AJ Styles pretending that a slight bit of foam in his eye from last week means he can't see anything.
From either eye.
And Corey Graves saying, oh, what a dive from Montez Ford. And AJ Styles saying, yeah, it would have been great to see it. Brilliant. Right, let's conclude by the huge story. Hang on, I'm just going to do her entry music. This is going to be really weird with this moustache. Oh, it's time to rock and roll. Trish Stratus, she's coming back to WWE. One-off appearance on Wednesday, the 29th of December. It's because WWE are going to Toronto. It's Trish Stratus' home state of Ontario, Canada, of course. It's part of their holiday tour, and she confirmed by her official website that she will serve as the guest host. This short statement was released. Trish Stratus is ready to serve some holiday stratisfaction to the WWE universe in Toronto. The Hall of Fame have returned for one night only to host WWE's live event on Wednesday, December 29th at the Coca-Cola Coliseum. In her words, excited to step through that curtain and feel the energy of the WWE universe one more time. Let's do this, Toronto. Tickets and superstar experiences on sale now.
Twitter questions.
I don't know what I didn't get much sleep last night, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Should we move on to the Twitter questions?
Yeah, let's go.
At WhatCulture WWE, of course, you want to get in touch with us. Great to see Trish Stratus back in WWE.
Yes,
loves. First question today comes from Matthias Geronimo. He says, hi guys, great day for you. Do you think that the title matches KO and Sami Zayn are getting is a WWE strategy to make it easier renewing their contracts? Or is it just a coincidence?
It may well be a strategy, but I don't think it would be particularly effective. I'm not sure.
A little too late.
Yeah, I mean, if you've been in a company for X amount of years and maybe, and they might stay, who knows, they might end up re-signing. I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
And don't be nasty on Twitter if they are.
Yeah, don't be weird. Just stop being weird, internet. I've lost my train of thought again. What was I going to say? Yeah, I don't think it would be much of a sweetener. One title match, you've been here X amount of years. If you've already made your mind up and you've got, say, 6 years or whatever in the tank and you know the booking processes and the ins and outs of this company, I don't think one match is going to change your mind.
No, exactly. I think it's a mixture of maybe trying to sweeten them on sticking around. But like you say, they've had the experience of a long time on that main roster and now they've been booked and... what, chucked into porta potties and what have you, and had opportunities taken away from them at the last second. But it's also potentially, let's just give our champion a big win before these guys bugger off, effectively.
These guys are beatable, throw them in the match.
Exactly. Right, second question today comes from II Ron, who says, with the talk of who should make the jump, do you think WWE lifers like Reigns, Orton or Charlotte would actually do well in AEW, especially with the recent reports of Charlotte's toxic behaviour and AEW's positive locker room vibe?
Yeah, interesting to consider. I think someone like Roman Reigns, I think he would do well anywhere he went.
Yes.
Especially the way he projects himself as a big star now. I would be very interested to see what he would do in another company, actually, because, you know, WWE style is very regimented and he's excellent at it, don't get me wrong, but it'd be cool to see him with fewer restrictions. Mm. It'd be interesting. I'm not saying it'd be better, not saying it'd be worse. It'd be interesting. Mm. Charlotte, I don't know. That might come off as a little bit harsh, this, but Charlotte's in-ring performances over the past couple of years haven't quite been at the same level we expect from her.
Yeah, we're grading on a curve, but yes.
Yeah, but I'm sure she would do fine if she went there. But I don't know. I wouldn't be as enthusiastic about it as I would be like a couple of years ago when she was genuinely having everyone's best match. Mm-hmm. It's not really the case anymore. Not to discredit everything she's done over the past couple of years, but just not quite at the same height.
No, it'd be fascinating. I don't think any of those three names were going to be going to AEW.
Randy would do well
anytime soon. It'd be fascinating to see what he'd do there. Yeah. Now, whether he'd be like Right, bollocks, shackles off. It's time for me to start properly wrestling
Dude,
again.
Shit and star press.
Because he's broken all the bloody records for number of pay-per-view matches, number of TV matches, all that sort of thing. I don't know whether he changes style that drastically, but I mean...
Randy Orton wants to do a death match, brother.
If you're AEW, you move heaven and earth to get someone like him. As much as AEW fans aren't happy about that, he would bring more eyes to the product.
Star, yeah, he's a star.
There's a reason why they brought Jericho in early on, and it wasn't because of his sensational wrestling skills right now. It's because he's still good.
Yeah.
And people went, oh, him and Jim Ross are there, and who are the other guys, basically. And that's what you'd want to do. Yeah, Reigns and Charlotte would be an intriguing prospect. Especially in the locker room.
Reigns seems like a really good dude.
Yes.
Reigns seems like a really good dude.
Right, final question today comes from Mark Solid. Another multiple choice for you, Andy. Oh. Morning, lads. Would you rather take an Alabama slam from Bob Holly?
Oh, no.
A stink face from Rikishi?
Oh, double no.
Or the lockjaw from Britt Baker? But at the end, you get to dance with Scotty Too Hotty and Rikishi.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one. That's the one. I'm not taking Rikishi's cakes in my face. Hell no. Absolutely not. No disrespect to the great legend.
Oh, no.
It's one of my favourite wrestlers when I was a teenager. But no! No, I don't want that. And Bob Holly doing any kind of move to you, especially a back bump where he just whips you into the mat. No. No. I'm taking the dance with Rikishi. Afterwards.
So you're getting the lockjaw and then taking the dance.
Yeah.
So if I have to pick one of the other two, if they say, right, that's off the table, Adam, now you've got the other two, I don't know. Do I have to, like, have a match with Hulk or Holly beforehand?
He could cripple you regardless.
Because I guarantee I'd accidentally potato him. I mean, it wouldn't do any damage.
He's a beast.
But he'd go, what did you just do? Like, we all saw what happened at, what's his name, in the Royal Rumble those years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm having a stink face.
You know what? It would do less lasting damage.
I think it would help my dance moves as well, to be perfectly
honest. I think Rikishi
honest.
Would be nice about it as well. He's like, hey, I'm just going to put my ass in your face. It's fine. Bob Holly would try and destroy you.
Like, try and make me burst as I land on the Alabama
slam. Imagine giving me the belt.
Beat everybody. Right, let's move on to today's and finally. You know, Andy, Christmas is coming up. It's the 1st of December today, of course. And if you're stuck with something to get someone, maybe you could get them a collectible. Maybe you could get them one of these toys are inside collectibles. The Mattel WWE Elite 92 is up for pre-order, Andy. Maybe you could get one of these things.
Okay, what have we got?
You've got Rey Mysterio.
Okay, cool.
Love Rey.
Yeah, I'll take her.
You could get a new Charlotte Flair toy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Or you could get one of Adam Cole, Scott. Adam Cole, Scarlett, Ric Flair, or The Fiend. What connects 2/3 of those new WWE Mattel toys?
Two people who got released and two people who asked for their release on your latest batch of action figures.
Also, I realise I don't understand children. TikTok, all that stuff's completely passed me by the way. But who in their right mind would go, mummy, what I really want for Christmas is the horrifically burned man as a toy, please. Yeah. That's that fiend. It's not the fiend. It's
the
TLC fiend or whatever, the post-TLC.
Burned sausage roll fiend. Yeah, with his chewed fingers.
I want, you know, like kids' toys get all mixed up. You put them in a big box and it's like, Barbie in the Barbie house with Ken and the fiend.
What are you going to do? Put the fiend on a date with your Polly Pocket? Like,
we're having a tea with Mrs. Buttersworth. What do you want, fiend? Lebion.
It's the new Cabbage Patch Kid.
So yeah, I just thought if you stuck for someone to buy for someone for Christmas, get him that.
God,
or get him Cedric's new book, Becoming All Elite. WhatCultureUpBigCartel.com. Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Daddy Boys sitting down to review NXT 2.0 and look ahead to AEW Dynamite. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE on Twitter. Well, actually, you can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
Follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hey. What a stupid video this was.
It's been wild, hasn't it? You can follow me at Adam Wilborn, where you can still donate to Movember for this fantastic moustache of mine, which is sticking around for the time being.
His poor wife.
Until my wife, shaves it off whilst I'm sleeping, probably. But please do donate if you can spare the money, because it is a fantastic cause looking after men's health, of course. You can follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.